Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Tel Aviv tonight, it's warm with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild evening. Haifa and Eilat are both enjoying calm weather, making it a pleasant night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the Board of Peace is demanding Israel comply with a Gaza ceasefire and end kite attacks. Israeli officials have warned of escalating actions if launches continue. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Al-Haya is not in a hurry to engage in conflict. Instead, he prefers international strategies to pressure Israel and gain strength. Also this hour, Walla reports that a pro-Palestinian group is calling for the arrest of Jerusalem's deputy mayor ahead of his U.S. visit, accusing him of war crimes. Separately, I-24 News highlights breaking news from the Middle East and worldwide, with key stories developing throughout the region. And finally, Axios reveals that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions following an airbase bombing, with Israel justifying its actions. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig reported an hour ago that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. In a post from earlier, Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, announced the expulsion of Dutch diplomats due to a new Dutch law against Israeli settlement trade. Balaz News added that Dutch representatives in Kiryat Gat have been given a week to leave Israel following the Dutch parliament's decision. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the Board of Peace has issued a strong message to Israel to halt activities in Gaza. This follows recent escalations involving kite attacks. Israeli officials have given a 72-hour ultimatum, indicating a potential increase in military response if demands are not met. The situation remains tense, impacting regional stability. Turning to the Israel Hayom report, Hamas's political bureau head, Al-Haya, appears to be delaying direct conflict. His strategy echoes Sinwar's approach to exert pressure on Israel while fortifying Hamas's position. This tactic could influence future peace negotiations and international diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, as reported by Walla, Jerusalem's deputy mayor faces legal challenges from a pro-Palestinian organization ahead of his U.S. visit. The Hind Riab Foundation has approached U.S. authorities, citing war crimes. This development may affect diplomatic relations and the deputy mayor's international engagements. In earlier reporting by I-24 News, the Middle East continues to be a hub of breaking news. Current events range from geopolitical shifts to local incidents, reflecting the region's dynamic and complex nature. Finally, as Axios details, Syria and Israel are engaging in behind-the-scenes talks to ease tensions after a controversial airbase strike. The discussions indicate a potential thaw in relations, which could lead to reduced regional hostilities. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that NYIAX is acquiring smart parking company IPS for $350 million. The all-cash deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter, expanding NYIAX's footprint in the fintech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Keystone has raised its equity target by 50% after acquiring Hop Mobile. Their goal is now set at 31 billion shekels by 2030, reflecting a significant ambition in infrastructure investment. And finally, Ynet Business highlights how AI and Gen Z are transforming the traditional workweek. The rise of hybrid work models challenges the century-old norm, reshaping careers and work-life balance. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.